day after day. Great is what's me. Kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, you always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, hallelujah, always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercy I see day after day. For they are new every morning. Hallelujah. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. God, you've been so faithful. For they are new. For they are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, for they are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. In a hall we see how great is our God. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all we see, how great is our God. Age in age he stands, and the time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all we see, how great and how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all we see, how great is our God. He's a name above all names, worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. And how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we see how great is our God. The splendor of the king, clothed in majesty, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. Age above all, worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of our praise, my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And I'll always sing, how great is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greta, are you there?
Phone was muted, so thank you so much for jumping in and supporting us as you always do. Now let's go into prayer. Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. We respect and honor your holy name. We know that you are the one that hung the moon, that placed the sun that rises every day, that created the vegetation, the flowers, the trees, the animals, and human beings, everything on this earth that is great, that no man, machine, nor science can reproduce, comes from you. Your authoritative will, your permissive will, and your grace and mercy is always on time, whether we understand it or not. We are indeed living in uncertain times, and at times we may even have our doubts. But as believers in the Most High, in our Creator, in the lover of our soul, in our Redeemer, in our Restorer, we know that our hope and faith and trust is in you. It's not in any man, woman, or child, not even our children and our adult children that we love so dearly and want and hope the best for. Our hope is not in them. It's not in our jobs. It's not in our resources, our bank accounts, our pensions and 401ks, or even in our fancy titles, our family, friends, or a church family. Our hope and our source is you, and that's what we lean on. We lean not into our own understanding, but the word tells us to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our path. Even when we don't know what to pray, we don't always have the words. But the word tells us that you intercede for us with moanings and groanings that only the Father understands. And you pray exactly what we need. You were the one that taught us first how to pray, how to seek your face. And you tell us that if your people who are called by your name would turn from their wicked ways, humble themselves, and then you'll hear from heaven and heal our land. And that's what we need. Lord, I ask that you receive this prayer and intercede for us. In Yeshua's name we pray, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here. Great day, great day, great day, everybody. And Minister Rosin, yes, how great is our God, and he's great. He's faithful toward us, hallelujah, every day, and new mercy every morning. I need you to send that YouTube to me. I never heard that one, new mercies every morning, hallelujah. Well, welcome to the TMC family, to the TMC call. This is Sharon Sowers. I reside in Parlin, Texas. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting everybody and for that powerful prayer. Again, Minister Roslyn, thank you for ushering us into the very throne room of God and reminding us of his greatness, his power, his mercy, his faithfulness. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. Well, as she said, we just finished celebrating our 10th anniversary, October the 25th. And in October 2010, it was when our two precious co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, heard a call from the Master, and they said yes. Their foundational scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And I know you've already been enriched, enhanced, and empowered just from the prayer you heard, from the love you heard from Minister Ruth, and from that great worship on this morning. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net, where all of our messages are archived, the bios of our speakers are archived, and anything you need to know about the Master's Call. You can find it there. Our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this great ministry, you feel like you can greet, you can greet as Minister Ruth has done. You can host as I am doing. You have a song in your heart, or you have a word in your belly. Please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. And even if you have a prayer request that can't wait till Friday, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net, and someone will contact you. Well, the thread that brought us together is the phenomenal company Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago, and we are now called Artist Life, and we have great products that help the world become healthier. And right after this call is the morning motivational call, which is held Monday through Friday, where great leaders are telling you great vital information about the benefits of our artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. And if you're having problems calling this number or that number, there is a bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. Today is Tuesday, Presidential Tuesday, where our own Minister Constance Conaway will be the host and residing person on the morning motivational call today. Well, I know that you came this morning. You did not get up this early in the morning for nothing, but you came to encounter a holy king and to hear a message from on high. So I am going to bring forth the mouthpiece for today. His name is Pastor Everett Thomas, baptized, born-again believer, ordained minister for over 28 years. He served as first assistant minister under the late Pastor Joseph B. Varley, Jr. at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Michigan. He is past senior evangelist for Calvary District Association, young adult director, third assistant dean of Calvary District Congress of Christian Education, president and current member of DIMA Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance. He is committed to God and community. Pastor Thomas is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary and a board member of the Downriver YMCA. He is also the executive director of the International Christian Educational Association. He resides in Detroit, Michigan with his wife, Cheryl, and has been married for over 25 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Without any further delay, I would like to bring to the front of the call none other than one who will tell us how to walk by faith, walk according to his word. Pastor Everett Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God.
God bless you. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction to God. Be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he's yet doing. We give honor to those that have made this call possible, giving honor to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and thank God for Samus, Minister Rosalind, and Greta, Minister Ruth. It's just a great day to be alive. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Well, I would like to invite our attention to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and looking at the Message translation. It says in verses 16 through 18, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. All right. Well, we're going to talk about the lifestyle of the believer, the lifestyle of the believer. We have an opportunity to really let our light shine in this dark world. Amen. The darker the world gets, the brighter our light shine. And we have to understand that our lifestyle should be at least so outstanding, so different from the world that we cause people to say, what in the world is going on? How can they be rejoicing in days like this and so much going on? And we are prayer warriors. We are the kind of prayer warriors that can pray, amen, a victory in our lives, to pray our circumstances to the point of change. So in everything, give thanks. And this is the month of Thanksgiving, of course. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Do set aside this day, the last day of, last Thursday of the month. But our lifestyle should be a lifestyle of giving thanks. Well, just look at what Paul was saying here at the Church of Thessalonica. First of all, he said, rejoice. In the King James Version, we are supposed to be rejoicing. And, of course, the Message says be cheerful. Our countenance should be that of joy. Joy is that feeling of delight which arises from the possession of present good or from the anticipation of happiness. And in both respects, the believer has abundant reason for constant joy. He possesses the blessedness of forgiveness and the sure prospect of eternal life. And he has the consciousness that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose, according to the book of Romans. God wishes his people to be happy and does not suffer them to be indifferent to their own peace. He commands them to rejoice, yes, to rejoice evermore. So rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I'll say rejoice, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And also we have to have a prayer life, pray without ceasing. Amen, amen. Talking to our Father on a regular basis. Don't wait till things get out of hands. Oh, God, help me. Amen. Some people act like God is a spare tire. You know, only time you use a spare tire is when you have a need, you know, flat tire. But when everything's going all right, you know, some people just kick God to the curb. Amen. Just live a life as if they are in charge, as if they are on the throne of their heart instead of God. But we have to pray and have a communion daily. With our Father. Without him, we could do nothing. We are nothing. We would never be all that God created us to be if we don't tune in and spend time, quality time, in prayer with him. So pray without ceasing. We pray all the time, not just, amen, when it's convenient or when trouble comes. Prayer is something we ought to be about as living the lifestyle of the believer. So when it says pray without ceasing, as we look at the KJV, the means of promoting religious joy is prayer. This prayer is to be without ceasing, implying constancy. and preservance. Praise God. And of course, this is not a mere precept capable of fulfillment in idea rather than in fact, but it is exhortation to live in a devotional frame of mind. It is impossible to be always on our bended knees, but we may be in the spirit of prayer when engaged in the duties of our earthly calling. Prayer may be without ceasing in a heart which is full of the presence of God in evermore communion with Him. So we have to have a lifestyle of praying, amen, not just a skip here and let's go here, you know, just sporadically, but a prayer life, amen, amen, a prayer life that God wants us to have communion, to have an intimacy of life with our Father. Amen. Jesus set the example of praying early in the morning, spending time with the Father. And we ought to, you know, look at that as an example before our day gets started good. Lord, I need your direction. Lord, I want to be in your perfect will. Lord, I want to do what you want me to do, say what you want me to say, go where you want me to go, be all that you want me to be, God, because I am yours and you are mine. So just take time out and just talk to the Lord. Let him know what's going on in your life. And, amen. And say, Lord, no matter what, I'm going to still have joy. Amen. Joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. So if anybody should have joy, the believer ought to have a lifestyle of joy. Why? Because we pray. We have communion with our Father. And, of course, the Word says, greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. So instead of being worldly, we are holy. Come on, somebody. We are living a life of a higher standard than those that don't know the Father. So we can have joy. We can have peace. We can have what God called us to have and be what God called us to be because we are his children. So we have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. We don't have to worry about what other people have. God, I thank you for what I have. Thank you, God, for the roof over my head, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, God. I give you glory. I give you praise. I thank you. Amen. The life could be worse, but because of who you are and who I am in you, God, I'm still here. Amen. I may not have all that in my next door neighbor, across the street neighbor, whoever around me have, but God, I have you. And having you is more than anything. God, I give you praise. I thank you. And so it's not about being thankful because I have seen something, but because of who God is and knowing that he's able to do exceeding abundantly more we can ever ask or think. Why? He gave us power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to be all that God wants us to be. So in every circumstance, in every situation, in joy and in sorrow, for everything, in everything, for prosperity and for adversity, in every place, in the house of God and on the bed of sickness, Christians, us as believers, should not only be engaged in constant prayer, but in constant thanksgiving. Indeed, their prayers should be should partake largely of the nature of thanksgiving. For this, being thankful is the will of God. It's his will. And sometimes you say, well, I don't know what God's will is. Well, it certainly is not his will to be complaining all the time and oh, God, here we go again. The devil's always busy. Every time I turn around, I'm one thing, it's another. When it rains, it pours. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Sometimes we complain, but that's not the lifestyle of a believer. The lifestyle of a believer is to have joy, to rejoice always, and to pray without ceasing, and in an attitude of gratitude. No matter what is going on in our world today, God is still on the throne. He's the King of Kings. And, amen. He is the only one that can sustain us. He's the only one that made a covenant with his children that we are, amen, victors, not victims. Amen. That we can be victorious in every situation. Amen. Because of who we are in Him. So it is God's will that He desired that we have a lifestyle of a prayer life, that we have a lifestyle of rejoicing. We have a lifestyle of an attitude of gratitude. So God is still God, no matter what's happening around us. So we have to give God the praise. Going back to our text, it says, be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Don't have to close your eyes to pray. Don't have to get on your knees to pray. Amen. You're driving down the road, keep your eyes open and pray. Come on, somebody. Amen. Say, God, you take the wheel. Yes, I'm going to take the wheel. Amen. But God, you take the wheel. You control my life. You order my steps according to your will, your way, and your word. Because I represent you. I am your ambassador. So help me to smile when I don't feel like smiling. Help me to pray when I don't even feel like praying. Lord God, help me to be thankful even when I don't feel like saying I thank you, Lord. But let me have the attitude of gratitude in spite of what's happening around me, in spite of what I don't have, in spite of how I feel. God, I thank you because you are a good, good Father. I thank you because you brought me from a mighty long way. I thank you, oh God, because who you are in me and who I am in you, God, because you are the greater one within me. And I can live above the circumstances. I don't have to be living beneath the circumstances, God, because of who you are. You are my creator. You are my redeemer. You are my everything. Without you, I am nothing. I can become nothing, God. So I yield myself to you. I give myself to you. I am your vessel. Use me for your glory. Help me to be a blessing, oh God, to others that I encounter, Lord, because you bless me to be a blessing, not to be blessed just to be for my all for myself, God, but you call me to be a blessing. And God, your word says it's more blessed to give than to receive. God, help me, oh God, to be a giver of things. Help me, oh God, to look beyond the folks' faults and see that they have a need and meet that need. God, because of who you are, I can live a lifestyle, amen, that's a lifestyle to your glory and to your honor, that you will not be ashamed of me, but be proud of me, oh God, because of how I live my life and the lifestyle of the believer. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Ruth. Minister Sharon. God bless you.
Wow. I told you he would tell you how to walk. Amen. I just love to hear you preach, Pastor Everett, because you're always keeping me on that straight path. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father God, first of all, I just want to say, I say ditto to everything he just said about helping us how to live, Father. Yes, he covered it all. So I just thank you, Father, for a man of God who is committed, Father, to living holy before a holy God. Father, I pray that you would just pour back to him all the virtue that was taken out of him and pouring out to us and giving us direction and guidance on how to walk this path. Father, how we should have a lifestyle, how the believers should have a lifestyle, Father, how we should rejoice always, how we should continually pray, Father, how we should always be thankful, Father, for what you've given us in all circumstances, Father. We just bless your name on today. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory. Father, we thank you, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we thank you for all this life. Father, we want to just bring before you some of it. The list is so long, but Father, we pray for Elvina, for Brother Harris, for Brittany, for George Eubanks, for Mr. Harrington, for Brittany, for Patricia, for Brenda Bryant, for Christopher, for Grandmother Lucia, for Monica, for Brother Cherokee, Father, and for Mother Bertha's return back to her house, and for the bereaved family, Father, Miles family, Amber Roberts, D. Lee family, the Flanagan's family, Sherry Horn's family, Mother Ruth's family, Geraldine Mark's family, Father, and you know that there are others out there Father, that are grieving, and you are the God of all comfort. We pray that you would comfort them all today. Father, we cover this word, this precious word that was given to us today, that we would not only be hearers of this word, but we would be doers as well. Father, we give you praise and glory. It is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen. And thank Yah for this. Hallelujah. Well, if you want to hear this great message again, I know you do, The Lifestyle of the Believer, please call the playback number, which is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677 pounds. And again, immediately after this call is the morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. PIN number 294-617 pound, where Minister Constance Kennaway will be our gracious host for Presidential Tuesday. I'm now going to ask if our own Pastor Everett Thomas would come back and close us out with the benediction. Pastor Everett.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling or falling into sin and to present you unblemished, blameless, and faultless in the presence of his glory with triumphant joy and unspeakable delight, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power before all times and now and forevermore. Be blessed. Amen.